In the meantime, the man you're talking about, the sole answer was Lottie Takiri. G'day, Lottie.
Hey, mate. Hey, boys, how are you?
Going all right, mate. I don't know why he rubbed in the no try there. You could have been a first try scorer of two different grand finals in 2000. But mate, what are the memories?
Yeah, exactly.
You win one in 2000 and you win one 14 years later. Can you believe that?
Yeah, amazing, mate, amazing. So it's funny that you talk about that. So I went to the barber yesterday, not that he has to cut much these days. And he said, he reminded me of the story that he got on me for the first try scorer in 2014 and Sam Burgess for Clive Churchill. And he would have made a lot of money that day. But anyway, it was amazing. Amazing career, I guess, to bookend my career like that. And to get two rings, I mean, that 2001, it doesn't seem that long ago, but mate, it was 21 years ago. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. What did you? Which one would you say you enjoyed the most? Two very, very different premierships.
Yeah, two very different premierships. I guess for me, as an old bloke, I had to work harder for the 2014 one. You know, I got dropped in the middle of the season. Had to go back to the North Sydney Bears and play some New South Wales Cup. Everyone doesn't like being dropped. So I had to really work hard to get myself back. I finally got back. I think one of the boys got injured, and count my lucky stars. Not so much for Joel Reddy, I think it was. Mm. And then, I just said at that point, when if I got back, I wouldn't give that opportunity up. And then I was really, just really lucky to be in and around that squad and to be a part of what they were doing there for the 1 year I was at Souths and to win the premiership. Was amazing.
Yeah, Lottie. Spud Carroll, mate, you talk about when you had to go back to New South Wales Cup. As a player of your stature, how did it come down with the coach and how did he present it to you for you to, bite on the old mouth guard and come back?
Yeah, mate. Well, I think I played against Canberra. I maybe been around four or five. I can't remember what it was. It was a hot, sunny afternoon. Anthony Milford was still at Canberra. I don't know if he's playing anymore, but that's another story. Yeah. And I dropped a few balls. I go back into the shed after the game and Madge hits me right between the eyes straight after the game.
Wow.
Just looking at that team lineup here, Lottie, for 2014, and mate, there's a lot of your teammates still in the mix here to win another premiership. You've got Alex Johnson, who played on the wing. Yeah. Dylan Walker's doing wonderful things at Manly. Keary, of course, well, he was part of the Roosters, but his time, well, he did win premierships after that. Adam Reynolds is still there, of course. Appy Corrissau at Penrith. So many of the boys, mate, still knocking around. Tommy Burgess.
Yeah, so, mate, they. I think Tommy, he's had his best year this year. Yeah. Spud, I reckon.
Three.
You're probably a better man to talk about the front rowers than me, but he's gone on from strength to strength this year. Like, he's scoring tries. Dylan Walker again, mate, he's been amazing the way he comes on and brings some energy for Manly. I want to ask Spud a question, actually. Mm. Spud, I see you're on 360, mate.
Yeah.
You've been sitting on the fence about this game. Are you going to get off it and pick a team? Or...
Well, I'll probably, my association with Desi, I have to go for Desi. I'll go for Manly. I just think the forwards exchange would be fantastic. Up front, I've been doing a bit of work with Kepi. I've been really pleased the way he's actually come on in his game. He's a good listener, good young kid, just rips in. But, they're outside backs. It just worries me with the Manly on their edges of the fence, with Parker and also, what else we call him? What's the other centre?
He looks like Harper.
Yeah, he looks like
Harper. Yeah.
Richie. He looks like that singer with his hair. Lionel Richie. I call him Lionel. Lionel Richie.
is what's his name, the redhead? Is he going to play Parker?
Dez says he is. I mean, I don't know how you're reading that. They sort of said that Tommy Trbojevic was going to be out a while ago. Who knows, Lottie? That's a big question. Let's talk about the other coach. Let's talk about Wayne Bennett, who was there for your first premiership back in 2000. How would Wayne be handling the week?
Oh, mate, he'd be pretty relaxed. He'd be pretty relaxed. They've done all they've had to do. They've had that week off. It was masterful, the stuff he did before that Penrith game. I watched that press conference and thought, wow, yep, he's got him a beauty here. And then come game time,
hand grenade.
He got him an absolute beauty. I think he just get these boys relaxed, feeling good about themselves and what they're going to do and where they're about to go. I think they don't worry about, obviously Tommy's massive, but I think it'd just be getting them, if you do your job, I think they're a better team all around from 1 to 17. I think if they do their job, I think they'll just get over Manly, but the turbo factor's there. But I think they worry about themselves first and foremost, and I think they can get the job done.
We are speaking with Lottie Takiri, dual international, dual premiership winner as well. Lottie, just before we get off Wayne Bennett, he doesn't strike me, and I could be completely wrong, but he doesn't strike me as a person who just pours over videotape. How does he go about things, Wayne? Would you explain him as that sort of person?
Yeah, well, no. I think he gets good assistants in and around him that does that.
Yep.
He's more so a master motivator. And getting boys up for the job every weekend. I think he points out, everything, all sort of basics about what they're doing and how to go about it. He has Dimitri there who's really probably done a lot of their job. Like his attack and the way they've been scoring tries has been phenomenal this year. I think you've got to pat Dimitri on the back for that. He just gets them together, mate. He gets them together. He's an old school coach like that. If you jump out of that line, he's in you. You know where you stand with Wayne. There's a line in the sand, and you know where to go, and you don't go over. And if you do, he lets you know, and then the rest is up to his assistants. He's always had a good assistance, Wayne, and that hasn't changed.
A bloke who played, well, he didn't play in the grand final with you, but he was part of that team. He was a big part of that team, actually, in 2014. Isaac Luke, he's announced his retirement.
Yep.
The people never really got to know Isaac Luke that well. He was sort of a quiet sort of character, but how would you explain Isaac Luke and your thoughts towards him?
Yeah, bully. You know, he's he's an acquired taste of bully. Like, he played the game hard.
Yeah.
He played the game hard. In and behind the curtain or the change room, he was a barrel of laughs at different times, and then he could be really quiet. So at different times, you just didn't know what bully you'd get from a week to week basis. When he was happy, he was playing his best footy, and when he was out there and joking and laughing, he was out there. But I think. From a coaching point of view, you'd have to, he'd be a bit, you'd have to massage some of his moves at different times. For me, I think Madge probably got the best out of him when he was at the Bunnies and just sort of treated him like a bit of a son in a way.
Yeah.
But Bully definitely, when he was on, he was unbelievable. He was probably the best, best in the game at times as a running hooker.
Yeah,
when he's playing beside, yeah.
Absolutely. And what about, you mentioned Madge. What's been your observations from the sidelines about Madge McGuire and the fiasco that's happened being a former Tiger, Lottie?
Oh, yeah, mate. I don't know. I think he's the right man for the job. I feel a bit sorry for him that, they probably, if he loses three or four games in a row next year, pretty much he's gone, isn't he?
Well, they're saying he's not. I agree with you, mate. I think he's the right man for the job. Like, he's won a premiership with you guys, and anyone who's played underneath him at a club like the Bunnies, they're very, very lavish with praise. He did the same thing at Wigan, so there's no reason. There's no one lying around, I think, who would, dramatically move the needle, put it that way.
No, but he set standards that he wants to sort of be set. And I think, guys just sort of have to go with it. I think he's got a young squad there where, he's trying to motivate in a few different things and in a few different ways. He hasn't unlocked the key to a few of those guys yet. I think he has, a minority of that team, but I think once he gets that, I think he gets a few of those senior players going and really buying into what they're trying to do, he'll have that club humming in no time. But I sort of feel sorry for him because, as a board and as, I guess, supporters, you want success. You want success all the time. You want to get in the eight. I don't think, let's be honest, they're not a top eight team, the cattle that they have.
Do you ever go back to the dark side and switch on rugby union and reminisce how you used to nail it on the wing there? Because it's one game, mate. Seriously. I just can't believe. Just defensive-wise, there's 15 on the field and they still score on the outside and they come flying in. I just don't know why they don't teach them how to defend.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's a bit of a chess game, that one, mate. If you've been watching the last couple of weeks, you probably haven't. They've actually done pretty well. And mate, they've had their best performance for a while against South Africa last week. And I think there's guys like Quade Cooper and Simon Karevi they've got to thank for that in coming back and sort of steadying that ship for them.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable return, particularly from Quade Cooper. Before you go, Lottie, I'd love to know who you see lifting the trophy this year. Who are you seeing?
I would love to see the Bunnies lift it.
Yep.
But I don't see anyone beating Melbourne.
No, right.
The way they sort of dismantled Manly 2 weeks ago, the game was over at the 25-30 minute mark. The attacking flair that Manly have, they just shut them down. I think the winner probably comes out at Penrith and Manly game.
Yep.
Yep. So I think the Storm are going back to back.
Tell me this, Lottie, what's life for Lottie Takiri like these days? What are you doing and what are you up to?
Life for Lottie Takiri, well, I just come off that show the other night, The Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you watched that.
I didn't see that.
What were you?
Yes, I tried to sing. I was the pinata.
Right.
Can I ask you a question, mate?
I love that show.
But they got to get you on there. I want to have a go.
They actually give you singing lessons. So I think it's fantastic. I know one of the other people.
What would you sing, Spud? What would you sing? What's your
game? I can do many things, mate. But I'd probably start with Wild Thing. That's in the key of A. Very good, mate. But I see Dave Campbell's sister was there. She's a fantastic singer, Michaela.
Yeah. She. So I got voted off the night before that.
Right. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, I don't know about that. It was a bit of fun. But I reckon, going off the stuff I see on TV, they'd probably get you straight away because they probably smell you from a mile away.
Oh, that's it, mate. No, yes. Oh, exactly right. But what about the
holy cologne they talk about?
Exactly, mate. Well, 70 squirts a day. But big fella, what about the suit you're wearing? Is it custom made or someone's already worn it? What's happened?
It's custom made, mate. It's custom made, mate. So I standing about 6'4". This bloody thing went up above my head, I think, another 3 feet. So it was a bit. The whole thing was about 9 or 10 foot tall.
That's amazing.
It was massive.
What about regards singing wise? So the microphones, it's inbuilt in the uniform, is it?
Yeah, it's one of those where they sort of plug in and go over your ear and sort of on your brain.
That's fair.
Mouth, in and around.
You would have been sweating bullets, wouldn't you?
Yeah, 100%, mate. I was sweating bullets even before I come out, mate. I had to learn the music, learn the song, so I got that down pat. And then they said, you've got some choreography with this, so you've got to do a bit of dancing.
Yeah.
You've got to get in the right spots. So, mate, but before I even got on, mate, I'd lost about 3 kilos in sweat.
I'm just seeing here there were clues, many, many clues for The Masked Singer. I've moved many, many times was one. When I started my career, I had the Luck of the Irish. What was that reference, the Luck of the Irish?
I played at the club. My junior club's called Brothers St. Paul's.
Ah.
And the moniker on it, the mascot's a little leprechaun.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then it went, geez, they were tough clues, by the way. But anyway, mate, we had our own little clue machine here as well. But Lottie, mate,
we've
got to go, mate. What song let you go, though? What song was the one you bombed out on?
She bangs, she bangs. she moves.
Yes, now I can see why.
nasty. I'll back you, mate.
Hey, Lottie, mate.
A bit of Ricky Martin got me.
Gotcha, mate. Good on you, Lottie Takiri, mate. Great to reminisce with you, and all the best for your Bunnies this weekend.
Thank you, mate. Go the Bunnies.